Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
That'll be stuck in your head all day. We have the story of the actress who played the lovely lady described in the Brady Bunch theme. Florence Henderson died last night in Los Angeles at the age of 82. She was most famous for her role as an upbeat mom who was bringing up three very lovely girls and then married into a blended family. Carol Brady talked over family problems with her husband, Mike, like the time the eldest son, Greg, was saving up for a car.
Really, he's a pretty good driver.
I know, but why can't he drive your car or my car?
Well, in the long run, what difference does it make? It's your car, my car, his car. You got to be logical with him.
I don't have to be logical. I'm a mother.
Although Florence Henderson told the Archive of American Television that she tried to be more than a mom.
I would never wear an apron. They tried to make me wear an apron. I wanted to wear sexy nightgowns so that people could actually see, because we were the first couple to sleep in the same bed on television. And, you know, I wanted to make her as human as possible.
In real life, Florence Henderson did not share Carol Brady's perky parenting techniques, as she's told Peter Sagal on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in 2014.
I had four children, and my youngest when we started was like, oh gosh, two or a little less. And sometimes my kids would say to me, how come you don't scream at those kids on television like you do us?
And what did you say?
I said, because they're not my real kids, and you are, and I want you to turn out to be wonderful human beings. And they have. I have four of the most incredible children, and I have five grandchildren.
Florence Henderson was also a Broadway star and a groundbreaking comedian. She was the first woman to guest host The Tonight Show, also turned up on Dancing with the Stars. By the time she died at the age of 82, she'd performed a remarkable feat. She remained a household name. Someone Americans felt they knew and liked, even though most Americans were not even born when the Brady Bunch was canceled in 1974.